Waitar, Croeso I Gynid Cymraeg Heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reid, your host and producer. On this week's programme, we'll feature artists from Caernarfon and the immediately surrounding area. Caernarfon and the towns and villages near it are the heartland of the Welsh language in Wales, with most of the places with the highest percentage of Welsh speakers in Wales being in this area. Unlike some other areas that have large numbers of Welsh speakers, Welsh remains the dominant community language in this area, and this is reflected in the culture and the local music scene. Caernarfon and its surrounding area have traditionally been the heartland of Welsh music, though in recent years this has been challenged to some extent by Sir Gyrfyrddin, Carmarthenshire. But the language is stronger and more widely used around Caernarfon, so there are generally more opportunities to play gigs and develop musically there. We'll kick off the programme with a tune from Array. This is Have. That was Have from Array. Array was an alternative band from Dufferin Nollaig, a former slate mining area south of Caernarfon. Array burst onto the Welsh music scene in 2014 with their debut single Have Summer, which we just heard. And they followed this up in 2015 with an excellent EP, Hayden, which included the notable track Gwethnahin. They released a few more singles after this, up until 2018, but after that point the band took a pause, as they said at the time. Two of the members quickly formed the new band, Kim Hon, which continued the alternative sound in a more eclectic style, while the other musicians re-emerged after a few years. Lloyd Steele has released a couple of more commercial singles, while Matt Sluid has reinvented himself as an electronic musician with the Kruban project. There seems to have been a brief reunion in 2024, which resulted in a single, but we haven't had any more from Array since then. Aclasir was a largely mainstream to melodic rock band based in Avellanhelly near Carnarvon, who are comprised of experienced musicians, often from more alternative-tinged groups. They started performing around 2019, and they released their first single that year. They released a second single in 2020, and the first album came out in 2023 on the Jigcow label. However, shortly after this, they changed labels to Koch, and their first single on that label came out in 2024, followed by an EP later that year. Their second album, a more varied release, came out in 2026, and the band released a new single subsequently. From their Nosan Bravi Vindem Dro album from 2025, this is Aclasir with Edwith here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Trailer on the sun,
That was Eadwaith from Aclasiral. Pig and Cleese was a traditional music group with members from the Carnarvon area, and they were active from 1998 until 2007, when the band ended upon the death of their lead singer, Fionn Have. They were a respected band during their career, and they performed around Wales and released three albums during their career, with their initial release on Sign and the two subsequent albums being released on the Fleck Trad label. From their final album, Adiad, this is Pig and Cleese with Adar. Was Adar from Pig and Cleist. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Ellis Darby is a rock singer-songwriter from Avellanhelly, and he broke onto the scene as a solo artist in the late 2010s through what was then the new way of doing things by releasing videos and music tracks online. As the tracks were interesting and well done, these got him noticed, and this led to him releasing his first single in 2019. Subsequently, he formed his own band and signed to the Coast label, and after a further single in early 2020, his first album, Three, was released that year. Subsequently, Ellis Darby also became one of the main members of the group Cube, which re-records older Welsh rock songs in a new style. And to date, Cube has recorded 2 albums and is playing regularly around Wales at the moment. Ellis Darby has continued his career with his band, and his second album, Breathe With The Fool, was released in 2022. From his Breathe With The Fool album, this is Ellis Darby with Disco Boogie Bow.
Pan Marche Iawn, maen nhw'n ymgynnull yn yr un man bob tro. Lawr yn y goed fi pan a ddweud i am tro. Y man lle bydd y wyniaid yn dawnsio, neb o'n ni'n gwybod amdano. Dwi'n nabod am bach i wyneb yn socin mynediad gan y diafol ei hun. Fyst i ni'n am hoffi chwara hefo tan erioed. Mae'r blaen yn nido, dy hido, dy swyno. Efallai bod ti'n di clywed ni sydd yn berchen y nos. Fan i'n dan i ddod i hen mae'r llawr yn prysu lenwi. Mae'r blaen yn hudo, dy hudo, dy swyno. Efallai bod ti'n di clywed mi sydd yn berchen y nos. Fan i'n dan i ddod i hela a ffeintio'r awyr y goch. Croeso i ddaws y newidiau.
That was Disco Boogie Bow from Ellis Darby. Alpha is a heavier rock band, a duo from Clanreagh, who started performing around 2015. They started playing locally and their first releases were on Sign and its sub-labels in 2018, and these tracks later emerged on the album Session I Studio Sign, where the band was identified as Day Alpha. The band Jen joined the Recordia Coast roster, where they have remained since, and have found success with their tune Gwenwyn, which became the first Welsh language track to be streamed over 1 million times. Alpha released their first album in 2019, and after a bit of a pause, they returned in 2024 with the new English single. Since their debut album, they've done material in English as well as in Welsh. And later that year, they released their second album. The band has had a couple of singles since, and this is one of them. This is Alpha with Dysgrazia here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Dysgrazia from Alpha. We'll finish off the first half of the program with a tune from Alan Gaffey, a musician originally from Bethel, near Carnarvon. He became best known as a member of the band Radio Luxembourg, which was formed in Aberystwyth around 2003, but the band changed their name to Racehorses in 2009, which also largely led to a change in language to English material. Racehorses broke up in 2013, and after this, the members embarked on solo careers or other projects. One of the most notable of these was Alan Gaffey, who released two excellent solo albums in 2016 and 2020. And most recently, he's reinvented himself as Gaff, his nickname, with more pop-oriented material. And he released an album in English in 2024 with some Welsh singles subsequently. From his self-titled debut album from 2016, this is Alan Gaffey with Sothach.
Thank you.
That was Sotak from Alan Gaffey. You're listening to Cadeen Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cape Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Jokavar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso and all, we'll kick off the second half of this week's program with a tune from Beganis. This is Nidio Erar. That was Nidio Erar from Beganis. Beganis were a band from Wynvar, a village outside of Caernarfon, who started performing in 1988. The name is what residents of other local towns call residents of Wynvar, a connotation that is not always positive. They had an upbeat, poppy-type new wave sound, and they released their first single in 1990, with their first album coming out in 1992. At some point around 1995, they changed their name to Big Leaves after a Dutch concert promoter mispronounced their name and, like other name changes on the Welsh rock scene, this led to a change of sound a heavier, more serious sound, and also, ultimately, to a change in language. Big Lees finished in 2005, and the members went on to other projects with notably By Gwyneth ending up in Cardiff and establishing the Jig Cow record label. Dienu is a band, another duo from Clanrig, that was formed in 2017 and has a broadly alternative sound. They released three singles between 2019 and 2020 on the E-Ka-Ching label. The band returned in 2022 with the single Target that appeared on the E-Ka-Ching Daeg album, and subsequently Dienu released two additional singles that led to a self-titled debut album on the E-Ka-Ching label in 2023. Though the band played around Wales at the time to support their album and later played at the 2024 Eisteddfod in Pontypridd, they seem to have gone quiet since then. From their debut album, this is Dienu with Target here on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Gweld y gwir drwy wydr yn drych Dwi'n methu gweld yn glir drwy fôr yn sych Mynd nôl i realaeth ffug lle ti'n cuddio Chwilio am blynyddoedd bob dydd o Dwi dal heb dy ffeindio ho Ie dwi dal heb dy ffeindio ho Ti'n methu edrych nôl heb fynd o dy go Yn ôl y sôn mae'r cariad ma'n ffôl Mynd nôl i freuddwydion ffug lle ti'n cofio Sydd o mewn dymderoedd ffug lle ti'n nofio Dwi'n methu clywed canelion ti heb ganu
That was Target from Dienu. Buildcath is a largely melodic rock band with traditional influences that was formed in Caernarfon in 2014. The band is known for the distinctive voice of its lead singer, Leader Glenn, and the band is currently one of the most popular groups in Wales as they performed regularly around the country. The first Booncath album, Booncath Ian, was released in 2017 and became commercially successful. And this was followed by two further albums, Booncath Die in 2020 and Booncath Tree in 2025. From the Booncath Tree album, this is Dvedel. That was Dvedel from Booncath. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. In 1991, signed sublabel Cry released a compilation called Covey Rock that featured artists mainly, but not exclusively, from the Carnarvon area. One of the artists on the compilation, in addition to Beganovs, who we heard earlier, was Amvithin, a post-punk band. They were active in the early to mid-1990s, and they, like most of the featured bands, had two tracks on the compilation. From the Covey Rock album, this is Amvithin with Cleo. Thank you. That was Cleo from And The Fin. Durwith and Dr. Gonzo were a band from Clan Rieg that started out as a ska band, and they started performing in 2005. They released their first album the following year, and this was in their original ska style, but with the release of their single, KO/Madrek, on the Q-Dod label in 2007, they started to have a more varied sound. The band continued with further releases that got attention in 2008, and then in 2009, the band released their seminal album, Stonk, which included their recent singles, and which made them, for a short time, one of the most popular bands in Wales. The album was a very interesting and varied release, but sadly, the band decided to disband in 2011, at the height of their career. From their Stonk album, this is Durwith and Dr. Gonzo with Lucky of the Drones, here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Thank you. That was Lucky the Drones from the rhythm Dr. Gonzo. We'll finish off this week's program with a track from the alternative band Pastahole from Carnarvon. They've been on the scene since around 2014, and they've released 4 albums to date, with the most recent being Round Gongo from 2025. They're never played on Radio Cymru due to their tunes not being radio-friendly, but we'll have one of their most accessible tracks for you just now. From their 2023 MMM Beans album, this is Pasta Hall with Maliour. That was Maliour from Pastahole. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Cynan Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music, and my name is Ed Reed. And we'll have a new programme for you next week. Húvar mo tro.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbours Saving Neighbours is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbours Saving Neighbours volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
Good afternoon. My name is Bruce Swan. I graduated in Commerce 72. And I'm back after 53 years of being away from Queens. And I'm listening to CFRC. And when I was at Queens, I listened to CFRC. And so I'm glad to be here.